This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Frank, when you think fairway, you think fresh. Is that the winning culture you've tried to create?
Penelope Pineapple, what an unbelievable produce performance. How does your team stay so fresh?
Sun-kissed orange. Is it true fairway has offered the freshest produce in town since 1938?
What can we say? Our produce is so fresh, we're speechless.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with Cyclone Fanatic, telling you about one of my favorite companies that I've worked with, and I hire them all the time. Country Landscapes, they're located up in Ames, but they have offices in Eastern Iowa as well, over in North Liberty, got one up in Clear Lake. I've hired Country Landscapes to do all the landscaping in my front yard, but I've also hired them to come over and give me advice on planting trees in my front and backyard, stuff I don't really know about. But boy, the folks at Country Landscapes are experts in this field. They also have a skilled stonemason division that creates outdoor living and cooking spaces. That's something I need to look into. Check them out. Country Landscapes. You want that dream fire pit in your backyard? That's an idea for this spring. Country Landscapes, supporting our March Madness coverage of the Cyclones here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
At the Carl Auto Group Collision Centers, we make it easy. Our expert Platinum iCard technicians use the latest technology and innovations to repair any make or model of vehicle on the road. Multiple locations in Iowa to get you back on the road faster. Get your free estimate today, in person or online at carlauto.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Rhode and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
All right, guys, welcome to postgame here on the Cyclone Fanatic social media feeds. I want to thank our great sponsors, Carl Auto Group, Country Landscapes, Fairway Meat and Grocery, Central States Roofing, and Keene Project Solutions. All right, let's get to it. Pretty dominant win tonight for Iowa State. 82-65 in the round of 64 over South Dakota State. Get to a lot of you are already in the comments about the injuries at the end of the game for the Cyclones. Taman Lipsy goes off with a shoulder injury with about five to go. And then Hassan Ward went down with what looked like his leg injury that we had seen earlier in the year. I just watched him walk off. I think he's going to be fine. I'll find out more here in the locker room after the game. I know it's loud. Give me a second, and the Drake band will stop playing here in just a minute. I thought that was a game that Iowa State comes out fueled by the crowd. It's a phenomenal atmosphere tonight here in Omaha. One of the best atmospheres I'd ever seen pregame. Cyclists start off hot. 8 of 8 from the field. They're like 13 of 16. Got a little sloppy. Iowa State got a little sloppy there. Had a couple of bad turnovers. I didn't think they were great defensively in the last 10 minutes of the first half. What happens at halftime? Guaranteed TJ got in their rears. Only up 7. Felt like he should have been up more. Gets within 4. And that's when South Dakota State surprisingly kind of lost its mind. They got really chippy. They had 5 fouls in the first 3 minutes of the second half. And I thought that's what fueled Iowa State. Keyshawn Gilbert was lights out the rest of the way. Iowa State goes on a 10-0 run. And this was the night that Milan Momcilovic really had his coming out party for the country. He was 8 of 15 from the field with 19 points, 5 rebounds. Played 36 minutes tonight for Iowa State. And I thought that was the best game we've seen from Milan Momcilovic. And really, listen, guys, when he's playing at that level offensively, it just takes his team, you know, they're already number four in the country, so they're really good, but it takes them to a totally different level. And I thought that's what Momcilovic did tonight. And I have a ton of faith that he's going to keep it up, too. He's just been really on a roll here for the last week and a half, and it's like he's found his second wind after a, you know, maybe a freshman wall was hit, something like that. But he was fantastic tonight. He's a player of the game by far. A couple other notes that I had. Obviously, guard play, Iowa State's phenomenal. 17 from Lipsy, 15 from Keyshawn Gilbert. These guys were incredible. Lipsy, 17 points, 7 assists in 29 minutes. And he went out. I watched him. They never took him to the locker room. They're just rubbing his shoulder. I think he's just fine. He's had a bad shoulder all year, so I think he just kind of reactivated that, whatever it was. Luckily, they don't play tomorrow. I'm glad that this isn't like last week in the Big 12 tournament where everybody's, you know, really got to move quickly. That was a good win. It wasn't perfect. There's some stuff that Iowa State can coach. The one thing I did like from it, Iowa State cut down its turnovers in the second half, and they rebounded the ball better in the second half. South Dakota State had a 5-rebound edge at halftime there. I guarantee, again, that was the thing. Hit the glass, dominate the glass, get after them. Cyclones did that in the second 20, and they come out with an 82-65 win. I'm going to get to the locker room right now. We'll have complete reaction video up on our Cyclone Fanatic social media feeds. Want to encourage you guys, we will be doing a Williams and Bloom show tomorrow morning. We'll be knocking one out. Williams and Bloom tomorrow morning for a reaction to this game. Also, the Drake and the Drake Washington State game starting right now. So we'll be able to react to that and give you some more insight on the round of 32 opponent. That's all I got for you for now. I want to get to the locker room so I can get some of this reaction for you. And we'll be back first thing tomorrow morning with more insight. Later.